Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
Ian and I, the main co-host Ian, Chris, he and I head out a couple days ago. I guess it's been about 48 hours, a little more than 48 hours since then. And we headed out to go to Japan to hang out at the Bitcoin.com studios for a week, do some shows, and basically... see what's going on. Visit Tokyo, visit Roger Ver, visit the Bitcoin.com studios, more or less. And he really didn't think much of it. Just heading on over, got our tickets, paid an outrageous sum to travel from Boston airport to this Tokyo airport. And it took forever. We ended up ours was actually quite short. We went to Minneapolis, and there was a straight flight from Minneapolis over to
what was the overall Tokyo. Time that it took you?
I would guess,
was it a direct flight, or was it?
I think it was like 13 or 14 hours in the air.
Wow, was that direct, or was it?
No, it was Boston to Minneapolis, and then Minneapolis to Tokyo.
Okay, and coming back, it was additional or no?
Yes, coming back. Well, let me get to that.
Okay.
So we go over there. It wasn't so bad. Delta took very good care of us on this international flight. Usually on a domestic flight, you don't get anything. So I end up in this room, and then Ian follows me close behind. Both of us sent off into the... like one of these little waiting rooms in hell kind of thing. They're not very nice places. And there's other people in there, and they're not looking so hot either. And we sit in there for probably 15 minutes. The bureaucrats basically don't give you any eye contact. They just come in and out. They're talking to different people, that kind of thing. At some point or another, somebody comes in and gets me. I've got my phone. I'm texting back and forth, telling people, "Hey, looks like there's going to be a problem of some sort. I don't know how long this is going to be or whatever." And the bureaucrat comes and gets me, takes me off into a little room to sit down in front of a guy with a badge. And the guy with the badge then draws up. It's got a little one of those speakerphone things, and I've got a translator. So they begin asking questions, and it has to go from one to the other and then back.
Now, is this a human translator or a device?
It's a human.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm not sure that his English was that great, but we went back and forth, and basically they determined, first thing I said is, they asked about some other parts of the paperwork just to kind of get me kind of warmed up, and then at some point or another they ask about the charge, and I'm like, well, yes, but I don't have to answer because I was charged, as a youthful offender and blah blah blah, and I just kind of laid that out. Japan was much better about it than Canada was. Canada threw me into a jail for a night, and then had a proceeding and threw me out. Japan just denied me entry, put me on a plane. By the way, really expeditious. I was back on a plane probably after being told no, that you can't come in by the bureaucrat, probably 35 minutes.
Wow.
Later on a plane.
I mean, they actually
leaving
have a
the country.
Plane. Did you get on the same plane that brought you there?
I don't know. I can't answer that. It wasn't the same flight number.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that it was not the same plane, right?
Yeah, right. It would be a different flight number, so I would
it
assume.
Wasn't the same crew.
Well, they probably switched crews because of the
I don't
distance.
Have any answers for you. I can't go any further. More or less, I can tell you they went through my luggage, of course, found nothing. Then they sent me through with my big bag, my checked bag, through the regular airport. So then they had to go through their version of the TSA, which, of course, they took all my liquids. Now, I had, you're from New Hampshire. You carry maple syrup when you go visit people. So
okay,
I had a quart of maple syrup for Roger Ver that I was going to give him, and it was in my checked bag, which should have made it fine, except they made me take my checked bag through the airport and then drop it off at the breezeway thing so that they could then check it. So they took all my liquids, which includes some shaving cream. I could live without that, but I'm a little miffed about the maple syrup, I must say. I don't think – so when you're sitting there – at customs or immigration or whatever in a foreign country, you really don't have the right to remain silent.
I don't think you have an ability to remain silent.
You have the ability to remain silent.
Well, I mean, let's put it this way. They're going to do bad things to you, potentially.
Right. The worst thing they could have done was refuse me entry, though.
I don't think that was the worst thing they could do. From what I was reading, there's like a 30-day penalty potentially for trying to enter the country with a record, a felony record,
okay.
From what I understand. I think they could have actually held you for 30 days before basically...
Frankly, I think that would have been better. If you could imagine the kind of stink that would have arisen from Free Talk Live, the way that we would have just kicked up dust... If they would have thrown me in jail for 30 days, I think that would have been the best possible scenario. At this point, all they're getting is going to get like a half an hour of me on the air complaining that I got kicked out of Japan. But man, if they'd have thrown me in jail for 30 days.
Yeah.
That'd have been fun.
You know, sometimes I also have to wonder if that also was to your advantage, being a talk show host.
Apparently, did you hear the part about Japan adding a new system where they liaison with the United States' criminal background checks?
I mean, I don't know how new it is, but yeah, I mean, that's obviously what
January.
They're doing.
Yeah, they just started that in January.
Delightful, huh?
Oh, good timing.
Yeah, I got in the first half year. Just under the wire to be one of the noobs caught in. You were saying, Chris, I'm sorry.
What was I saying?
I don't know. Either way, Ian, what were your take on the whole the process there? I mean, do you think there was anything I could have done to have not?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so either.
No, I mean, you tried to BS them by not claiming that you had a conviction. They obviously found out you did.
Well, and, I kind of have a legal standing to do that as a youthful offender, but go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, like the guy said, he didn't deport you, which probably means some time in a jail cell before you leave.
Apparently, that was an option.
Yeah, it probably could have been worse.
Yeah, didn't you read something about 30 days, Ian?
I think it was 23 or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a few weeks that could have been spent inside a jail cell. And that's the same thing is true in Canada. When I went to when we did our little event back in like 2015 at Porkfest, and everybody drove up to the border and they said, nope, you can't come in to me. They said, if you try to come back, then we will charge you with a felony and you will go to jail. So, you know, they can do that sort of thing if they want.
Yeah. Ian, tell me about the Bitcoin.com studios before I get rid of you.
They're essentially just what you might expect. It's part of an office. They've got about 8 people working around a table with big computer monitors and programmers working on all kinds of projects, some of which I can tell you about, some of which I can't. But they're very, very – there's some really cool stuff going on with Bitcoin Cash right now. They just got this token system going. You know how the Ethereum crypto has had tokens for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have ever tried to use them, but it's like super confusing where if you ever try to like send the tokens to somebody, it's like, well, you got to include an amount of gas. What's gas? Well, it's a fee. Well, how much do I send? Well, you got to figure that out somehow. Just try to send it.
Yeah,
if it doesn't work, send
I
more.
Never could figure out how much gas to send or that. And I didn't have any Ethereum anyway because I traded it all for another crypto. So I didn't know you had to have some left over in order to spend these tokens.
That's what
it's
like.
Here it's just the tokens get sent with Bitcoin Cash and, you know, a very small amount of Bitcoin Cash. And so there's some deals they're working with, some major companies, including one of the biggest Japanese airlines and a point of sale system down in Australia.
Right. I mean, at this point, Bitcoin Cash is – you can spend Bitcoin Cash in more locations in Japan than you can Bitcoin.
I have heard that calcium cures cancer.
You've heard that. All right.
Yeah. You know what else cures, or I'm sorry, not cures. You want to know what else kills cancer? Mercury. Just, ingest a little bit of that and you'll be good. It'll kill your cancer.
Hey. You need to really qualify that statement very quickly.
It'll kill your cancer and you.
Yeah, right. It'll solve your problem very quickly. Your problem solved.
Right.
But
the calcium, I want all the people that have cancer to try this out. You know, people that are listening.
Are you talking about like calcium pills?
Well, I mean, there's many different types of calcium.
Yeah, there sure are.
Calcium pills.
Yep.
But,
just drink more milk.
Works best. So my thing is that why don't you try the dosages 1,500 milligrams per day And I want the listeners with cancer to call back.
How many days?
Is that? Does anybody know how much calcium that is? Like, is that?
I don't know. I don't have any
idea. I've got no idea either.
You're just taking the word of somebody who's called in on a radio show at this point. I mean, I don't know what the cost is. The supplement industry in the United States is robust.
Oh, yeah.
And lots of people take them. And there's been some studies that have come out recently that basically say that supplements generally do nothing for you. Mm. I don't argue with scientists when they say things. However, when I've had personal experience, like I have with Kat and a couple of other instances, I mean, the cat's the best one because you can say, hey, look, the cat is not experiencing the placebo effect.
Yeah. Right? So. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting because there's not necessarily any evidence of, just because there's a lack of evidence doesn't necessarily mean that it's not going to have an effect, but right. The problem is you don't know. You have no idea. And somebody saying it, some random person saying it on the internet doesn't make it so. And people buy into that. So
agreed. But if I had cancer and somebody said calcium, you know, mentioned calcium, I did a little bit of looking on the internet and somebody says calcium, oh yeah, calcium will do something for you or whatever, then I'm liable to take it. For instance, there's a drug called metformin. Are you familiar with it?
Metformin? Yes.
I've heard of
metformin.
It.
And there are, you know, some studies that indicate that this drug will not only take care of your diabetes, but extend life too. And this is the closest thing we've got at this point to a study that says something extends life.
Isn't it also like an antidepressant, something like that?
I don't know. It hasn't changed anything for me.
Hey, Daily Digest listeners. This is Riley Blake. I enjoy Free Talk Live, and I know you do too, but finding time to listen to an entire episode isn't always easy. So I produce the Daily Digest. I appreciate those of you who have supported me on Patreon and sent Bitcoin to me to thank me for producing these digests. For those who wish to support me on Patreon, visit patreon.com/crblake86. If you wish to send Bitcoin, visit patreon.com/crblake86 for those details. That's patreon.com/crblake86. Thank you.
Christine Douglas Williams is writing, demands by Islamic supremacists are incessant and insidious, she says. A bus driver in Paris refused to pick up a woman because of her short skirt. When the bus arrived, the driver stopped, looked at them, and then left without opening the doors. She and a partner there. The girls ran after the bus and managed to catch up to it at a red light. When they asked the driver why they weren't allowed on board, he responded, "Think about dressing as you should." There should have been ongoing incidents of Muslims denying. There have been ongoing incidents of Muslims denying infidels, whatever. It goes on from there. But this story appears to be true, and those appear to be the facts. It sounds plausible.
Regardless of whether it's true, I definitely can imagine this happening.
Right.
And not even just with a Muslim.
It's not just with a Muslim, but I can see, you know, people choosing to, you know, choosing their religion over, you know, their job is fine by me. I think you should be able to do that. I don't think there should be any ramifications necessarily. But if this bus driver didn't want to pick up people who are dressing differently than he would like people to pick up, maybe if he has a bad day or whatever, and he doesn't want to pick somebody up because of the way they're dressed, he probably should have known that ahead of time. So basically, there have been, see, in another case, a Muslim Uber driver in New York City threw a gay man out of the car, dragging him along the street and said he'd be beheaded in his country. In another case in NYC,
nice guy.
A Muslim Uber driver kicked a lesbian couple out of the car for kissing. More recently in the UK, Uber banned a Muslim driver who refused to pick up Jewish customers. He said he had a no Jews policy. But as Roger Spencer notes and warns, it's good as man is fired. Anyway, so again, these in the case of Uber, these literally are people who are driving their vehicle, right, to pick people up.
Right.
And I don't think that they have any obligation to pick up somebody that they don't want to pick up. However, Uber, as the dispatcher in this circumstance, has the ability, if they wish, to say, well, we're just not going to send any more fares your direction. If this is going to be your criteria.
Absolutely. Yep.
So, yeah, I don't think you need to let gays, lesbians, or Jews. Are gays and lesbians the same thing? Chris, I'm going to default to you on this one.
They're different sexes.
Yeah, but are lesbians gay?
Are lesbians gay? Yes.
Well, they're okay. Not gay men.
Are queer than football bats. Have you ever heard that term, Chris?
No.
It's a funny one.
I love it.
Queer than a football bat. It amuses me. It doesn't offend you, does it?
No.
Chris, you're also gay, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure. I don't know what you've said on the air and what you haven't. You and I haven't been on the air too darn often together.
No. Totally out. Everybody knows. And
you've got an established partner.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that you guys were gay together or whatever, for the longest time. Because I don't go poking around in people's business. It just doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't come up that often. I mean, it's like I'll introduce myself. I'll introduce myself and my partner as my partner. So, yeah. And unfortunately, in my particular...
Ian's my partner too, right?
Yeah, right. Unfortunately,
and I have a wife.
Right. Unfortunately, the choice of words, which I haven't yet to come up with a better choice of words, can also, especially in my situation, because I have a business. Also, people then jump to the conclusion that we're business partners when we have no business relationship whatsoever.
Well, some business relationship, but not partner
business relationship, but we're not partners in the same company. He has a project and a software project that he does, and he gets money from that from other sources. And, you know, I do use his software on some of my company's products, or one of my company's products. I'm not going to fire somebody because they have a certain religion or faith or whatever.
So what if
I'm going to fire him for not doing their job, though?
You have a business, and you actually do have employees at times.
Right.
And what if somebody said, look, I don't agree with your lifestyle, Chris?
That's fine. I wouldn't fire him just because they disagree with my lifestyle. Yep. But if they're, you know, if they're doing stuff,
I'm not sure what your lifestyle is. I mean, you don't even go out and party on the weekends or anything. Like, your lifestyle is so not confronting.
Boring. It's a boring lifestyle. I would definitely agree with. Well, you know, I don't know. I probably wouldn't say it's boring. I would say more along the lines. I think there's certain interesting aspects of it that, especially over the last couple of years, but I don't necessarily, I'm not a party person.
So you wouldn't even refuse to hire somebody who thought that being gay was bad, right? As long as you didn't have to hear it over and over again. that's the thing is, you know you're going to have to.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you're going to be abusive, that's one thing. But if I've hired people who are religious, right? Like, I didn't fire anybody who just because they were religious either. I haven't really fired anybody. I've never felt like I had the need. And it's, I mean, certainly I would say the people before I've had employees that have performed less than ideally. And certainly I would have been justified in firing them.
This is a funny one because you see the intersection of a vilified religious group and a vilified sexual preference group. I don't even know what to call them, but gay folks and Muslim folks. So here you have a situation where a Muslim Uber driver refused to pick up a gay guy, and I'm not sure how he determined that the guy was gay. Some guys you can look at and just determine, well, that guy's gay, or he's headed off to a some kind of weird party. But there's very few of the gay guys in the world are that way. A couple of lesbians got kicked out of an Uber for kissing in the car. Now, I'm not sure what kind of kissing we're talking about here.
Yeah.
I just imagined pretty platonic kissing, but whatever. Wouldn't make a particular difference if you'd have a problem with anybody kissing in the car. I suppose that could be an issue. But, how far could it go before you're allowed to say something as an Uber driver? I mean, are the lesbians allowed to do more? No, I don't think they are. Than somebody else.
Look, if you're going all the way, I think that's too far. I think it's probably a legitimate concern because they're going to create a mess.
According to a recent report by Bloomberg, more than 108,000 millionaires. There's not that many millionaires out there in the world, but 108,000 of them have left their home countries last year in search of greener pastures. Hmm. Most immigrated from countries like China and Russia. There's no surprise there. India also saw a large outflow of millionaires as tax authorities tightened their grip. So India had new tax rules come in place and lots of millionaire Indians left.
Yeah, taxes in India are terrible.
Yeah. Turkey saw an exodus in the wake of their strongman president. Western countries like France and England also lost boatloads or planefuls of millionaires. Excessive taxation is the most obvious reason.
That's going to start happening in the U.S. soon, too.
I think it is.
That we have higher taxes now in the United States because of the tariffs from Trump and sales taxes because they've added sales taxes to online purchases. So you're talking about basically going from a 0% tax a few years ago up to 25, 35, 36, 37, 38, up to as high as 38% basically in taxes now.
And that's on products you buy.
Yeah, and that doesn't include, obviously, your income, the income taxes, property taxes, right. Things like that.
So you got taxed on the money that you're going to use to buy the thing that has 38% tax on it because of the tariffs.
Which is going to be higher than Europe. So in Europe, it's 20 to 25%.
I was intending to give an update on the Arizona medical marijuana situation, but I saw this interesting story out of Las Vegas about cannabis lounges going to open in Las Vegas.
Yeah, cannabis is pretty much legal in Vegas these days.
Yeah, and this is kind of dealing with a problem that we have here in Arizona with the medical stuff, is that you can't use it in public. There's like nowhere for people to go, really, except this one restaurant.
One restaurant where you can smoke? Okay.
Attached to a medical marijuana dispensary. I guess it is classified as a dispensary.
It's part of the dispensary, but they serve food. Okay.
Edible cannabis. This is from Leafly.com. Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo said, "We had over 40 million tourists coming to Las Vegas, the growing number of them buying marijuana, and absolutely nowhere for them to legally use it. People were consuming illegally on the streets, in their cars, parking garages, and hotel rooms." Which I think it's BS that you can't smoke or vape or whatever you do with your legal cannabis in your hotel room.
Especially if you have a balcony.
We don't have a situation where we have a group of people in one place that actually want freedom. So what we end up having is we just – in some states we get lucky, and it could just be that next year we end up with another – you know, your state ends up with something that you don't want. So you can't really move anywhere right now. I mean, you can
– I'm working on it for you, Chris. I'll have something for you that I'll be able to say.
Just like Arizona is great on firearms rights.
Right.
They're great on a lot of things, but they're also terrible on a lot of things.
Right. New Hampshire's great on firearms, too, but that's if you want to carry a firearm. The thing is that you're hopefully, if it's a place where you want, where you can carry a firearm, the chances of you needing to carry the firearm diminish.
Yeah, there are a lot of Christian fascists running the state government in Arizona, which kind of negates a lot of
the ones that ran away from Utah?
Freedom points, yeah. This is really weird. In this ordinance local to Las Vegas, it says to appease the resort and gaming industry, which began lobbying late in the process, these cannabis lounges can't be located within 1,000 feet of a Las Vegas property that offers gaming.
Okay.
They can be or
can't be?
They can't be. Okay.
Cannot be.
That seems like they're 1,000 feet. A lot of places I know in Vegas have gaming, on site, bars and all kinds of places.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.